Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You could argue that they need to pay more. You can argue that. And you can argue, and I think legitimately, that there are loopholes that are exploited. I understand that. But to somehow say that wealthy Americans are not paying a large amount of taxes is contradictory to the facts. And as you know, there are a large number of Americans, and I'm not unhappy about it, lower-income Americans who pay no taxes. Now, they still pay sales tax, excise taxes, and a lot of other taxes, but there's a large percentage, I think 47% of Americans, who pay no income tax.
Well, there's Senator McCain. We haven't heard from him for a while. He's usually the spokesperson for much of what mainstream Republican thought is, and they're focused on one of the big top topics, the big top, big talk topics, that too, of the week, the wealthy and what they pay in taxes. I've heard some pretty bizarre calls this week from people who think they have the solution to the problem. What's yours as we continue to focus on the tax situation? 800-510-8255 is our call in line. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. The jobs bill and how to pay for it. Increasing taxes. Obama says he's going to veto anything that doesn't have a tax increase for somebody attached to it. So they pay for this thing, taking a tough stand because he's running for re-election. We'll be talking about the presidential race as well later on. But first, let's get into the tax debate one more time, see if there's anything new. Lots of conversation both on talk radio and talk television. Here from CNN, Christine Romans talks about the Buffett rule, the plan to raise the taxes on the rich.
The Buffett rule is named after America's most famous investor, Warren Buffett of Berkshire Hathaway, who has said that it's not fair that he pays a lower tax rate than his secretary. In his New York Times op-ed, he said, stop coddling the rich. He said too many billionaires and mega rich investors in this country pay a lower tax rate overall than the people who work for them. He says that people who work with their hands in this country are taxed at a higher rate than people who make money from money, and he says that's not fair. The president would like to raise some revenue by getting higher taxes from people who make $1 million or more, and he's calling it the Buffett rule. Millionaires have an awful lot of loopholes. When you're making money with money, there are all kinds of deductions for capital gains and for dividends, and part of that has been passed by Congress to get them to continue to invest in a slow economy. Also, you have to remember that the bulk of the taxes that go into the Treasury are from the top 1%. In dollars, they pay an awful lot of taxes. But percentage-wise, the very rich may pay a smaller percentage of their overall income in taxes than, say, someone who may be a middle income. And that's what the Buffett rule is meant to eradicate. The critics say this is nothing more than class warfare. They say that the president sees who has the money and has decided that's where they're going to go. Not solving any other problems with America's deficits and debts, but going into the pockets of people who have the money, people who already pay a much bigger dollar amount in terms of taxes than the rest of the country combined. But the president says it's not class warfare. It's simply having the rich pay their fair share. The president and Warren Buffett and other progressive and liberal economists saying, quite frankly, you shouldn't be taxed more for the work you do with your hands than for making money with money.
All right. So what are you thinking? I saw this story that I thought would be instructive in trying to figure out what the facts may be here. The story of a woman named Bethany Frankel, who some people know from a memorable incident with a champagne bucket, took home $55 million last year for selling a chunk of her Skinny Girl brand. This is a pretty good way of, again, sort of making an example out of one person. The question is, why is a wealth gap bad? This class warfare thing going on. That's one question. Another question, if we think it's bad, how do we fix it? Do we tax Bethany and people like her more? We have had a progressive tax, income tax, since 1913. Sometimes rates are higher, sometimes they're lower. The wealth gap has pretty much only widened in sort of irregular fits and starts. argue for higher taxes for whatever reason you want to, but 98 years of evidence argues against higher tax rates as a surefire solution to the wealth gap. There's a certain thing about $250,000 a year. I'm not sure money not earned by people who had been earning more automatically gets earned by people at lower levels, but that would probably narrow the gap. What about those favorite fellas you watch on the television playing football and basketball and baseball? They should be punished, should they, for making that money? No more Hollywood movie stars, no more heart and brain surgeons. Because if you discourage people from making money, what's to create the next Microsoft or Cisco or Facebook? No innovations in cleaner energy, no more new cancer drugs. That's what happens. You want to get rid of the wealth gap? You want to really push businesses offshore? You want to really make it difficult to create new jobs? Tax the people who create the jobs, because they'll tell you. I have a friend who's a developer. He's being now audited by the IRS, and they found this little problem, that little problem, and it ended up to be a $160,000 payment. I'm just going to lay off three guys to pay for it because my business has stopped. He's not making any money. He saved a lot of money. He kept some people on, some of them at $200,000 a year. But he's not going to, he can't and maintain what he's got. In other words, there's no way of him being able to sell what he's got and get out of it clean because the value for everything that he's got has gone down 30, 35, 40, 45%. So back to the first question. Nobody makes it clear why a wealth cap is specifically economically bad and why a bigger one is worse. If, for example, super elevated incomes of the ultra wealthy inflated prices broadly, degrading the purchasing power of those at the lower end, that would be problematic. But there's no evidence it does, and nobody argues that it does. Wealth gaps in emerging and undeveloped nations are happening because they're becoming like we have become. They have a class of people who are making things, building things, starting things. So most rational people who understand what's going on understand that the wealth gap, even though they may think it's objectionable, without it, everything economically stops. So why doesn't anybody talk about that would be my question to you. 800-510-8255. Those of you who think there ought not to be, don't understand America, and are helping to create not a third world country, but certainly not the first rate country that America has been. Without an incentive for people to make money, what's the incentive if you take it away in taxes? Why bother? That's the question that is before us. 800-510-8255. There's a new poll out on the president's plan. We'll talk about that in a moment here in the countdown.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. 6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on this tax debate. Here's Taco's John McGinnis with some thoughts about the president's truth quotient here.
President Obama says he wants to make sure millionaires are taxed higher than their secretaries. Well, guess what? They already are, and he knows that. Warren Buffett certainly knows it. Warren Buffett is comparing his capital gains income to the earned income of his secretary. Yeah, I think that's, again, if he didn't know, but I got to believe he does. It also looks as though there's some evidence to suggest that there was a dialogue between the White House and Mr. Buffett before these statements were made. He's playing into it. I almost think he has a desire to be a little bit, I don't know, friendly with the White House, but it seems like he's playing a little bit of a game there, and very interesting. 10%, the 10% of households with the highest incomes pay more than half of all federal taxes. They pay more than 70% of federal income taxes, according to the Congressional Budget Office. That's gigantic. In his White House address on Monday, President Obama called on Congress to increase taxes by $1.5 trillion as part of a 10-year deficit reduction package, totaling more than $3 trillion. He proposed that Congress overhaul the tax code and impose what he called the Buffett Rule, named for the billionaire investor. The rule says people making more than $1 million a year should pay a smaller share of their income taxes than a middle-class family. Buffett wrote in a recent piece for the New York Times, and that he included that the tax rate he paid last year was lower than that paid by any of the 20 people in his office. Well, he's comparing apples and oranges. Middle-class families should pay higher taxes. Shouldn't pay higher taxes than millionaires and billionaires, Obama said. That's pretty straightforward. It's hard to argue against that. Well, they're not. They're not. And so if your message is sincere, if you really want to bring valid arguments to the equation, why not start out by sharing the truth? And I think there's enough disingenuous information here. Dishonest, call it what you like.
Yep, I'm with you, Mr. McGinnis. There's a lot of stuff here. Buffett, it's you wonder sometimes why he said what he did. He probably feels that I have a lot of respect for him, not necessarily the same for the president. Coming up, what you're paying for if your taxes are going to go up. It's 21 after the hour.
Calling all shooters, Opsgear.com is your source for targets and head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 25% on our exclusive shooting targets. We've got training targets, 3D targets, Zombie Osama, and our exclusive real threat targets. Check them out at Opsgear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save 25% on all Opsgear targets. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at Opsgear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so we'll get to your calls in a matter of moments. 800-510-8255. Be patient. I want to have you hear this conversation from Talk Host Dave Boz, who had a conversation with Michael Medved, who's a national syndicated guy on Salem and does a – I like his thoughts practically. I find him intelligent. They talk about a new poll on the Obama tax the rich plan.
There's a new poll out that shows that the card that Obama dealt, the card that said I can win an election on a, or I can at least convince enough people that I'm a good guy by reintroducing them to math, by saying that if we only tax the rich, our problems would go away. According to the latest poll here from Gallup, the majority of Americans were favoring large portions of Obama's plan.
The point is that if you look at the way that Gallup asked the question, this has been consistent. It hasn't really changed. If you ask people, do you think that the rich should pay more taxes? What they ask.
Yeah. People say, yeah,
of
sure.
Of course. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The rich, they can afford it. And because the assumption is, and this is the thing that we have to be so careful of, the assumption is that the rich don't pay taxes today.
Right. They assume that they're paying less than their secretaries or getting away with paying zero.
Right. And look, it's very problematic because I think what's happened here, and we have to be careful not to fall into this trap, is that Obama has pivoted from the issue of jobs, which is an issue that's deadly for him, to the issue of taxing the rich, which is irrelevant to jobs. There's no way. Can you explain to me how increasing taxes on the rich, even if you increase it to 90%, creates a single job?
I've heard you ask that a number of questions on the show, and I've yet to hear anyone answer it. They just ignore it. And the president seems to be doing the same thing. I was just thinking about this as I was reading yet more coverage of yet another one of his speeches. And I thought, I don't think I've ever seen even a Democrat. I mean, Bill Clinton would talk about trying to grow the economy. Obama almost never talks about trying to grow the economy. He talks about trying to, in a Carter-esque kind of way, try to raise revenues based on this shriveling sense of what America is.
I'll tell you, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, a former Democratic senator from New York, wrote a great piece about this back in the 70s. And what he was trying to look at is why is it that so many parts of the world that once were considered promising in the anti-colonial period, they get free from Britain or France, and then they crash and burn. They do terribly. And he said it's because of the socialist mentality that they impose. Now, what's the essence of the socialist mentality? It's that there is a set amount of money and wealth in the world. And the only question for a society is not how do you create wealth, it's how do you divide the wealth that's already there. And that was a question that the Fabian socialists who were so influential in Britain were facing. So we're in a very wealthy society. America's a very wealthy society. But the point that Moynihan was making was, if you're a developing society, if you're India, the question isn't how do you divide? There is no wealth to divide. The question is, how do you make enough wealth so that everybody can have some? Now, that increasingly is the problem here in the United States.
Yep, that was more or less what I went over a little while ago. 800-510-8255. Andrew's listening in Auburn, New York to the Countdown. And now, Andrew, you're on the air with your thoughts.
Hey, first of all, it really bothers me every time I hear this sort of worshiping of the rich, calling them the creators of wealth and the creators of jobs, as though it happens in a vacuum and they are the sole catalyst. I mean, jobs are created when people trade with each other, consuming and producing, and it doesn't have to be an ultra-wealthy person. And
well, nobody's suggesting it has to be. What we're suggesting is that that's what it is. That's the reality. Tell me, what jobs have you created?
Well, if I can stay on my point.
Well, I'm asking you a question because you say it doesn't take.
Every time
who do you
I
know
buy
who's not making a lot of money that
right,
created
okay,
a job?
Every time I buy something, I create a job for the person who is making
you
that product.
You don't understand how the economic system works, sir.
That, my friends, is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your quest to find the perfect brand new car. I know because, well, I'm inside your head and I'm here to say, stop, you're giving me the headache. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know Autotrader.com had brand spanking new cars hot off the assembly line. Well, now you do. See, Autotrader.com lets you compare new cars and all their showroom glory side by side. Even special offers. That way your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart has itself set on a sporty 2011 coupe. But your head wants something smart, practical, with good gas mileage. And while your heart wants to make the neighbors drool, your head wants to make sure you're getting the best new car deal out there. Well, would you look at that? A brand new, never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Go ahead, hold that head of yours high. Whoa! Just tell me when you're going to do it first. Autotrader.com. Now the ultimate new car marketplace.
There's nothing like a ghost story around the campfire. And I've got one that's not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups, or how he could save even more with a multi-policy discount. The camper paid dearly for his mistake. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Well, good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Stephen here, second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of what's going on. Same as the music shows, you know, the countdown of the country music world and the adult contemporary and the hot hits, the pop music, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So about 14 years ago, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and I got together, and we decided that doing the same thing for talk radio would work. Daily, we take a couple of these things. Weekly is a three-hour review on the weekend. Hopefully, your station takes it. You can hear it and download it on DougStephan.com. Go to the listen box. You'll see the highlights right there. Help yourself. That's why we do this. 800-510-8255. Billionaire Warren Buffett says folks like him ought to have to pay more in taxes. But it turns out that his firm, Berkshire Hathaway, hasn't paid what it's owed for years. You have heard me correctly. Americans for Limited Government President Bill Wilson says the company openly admits that it owes back taxes. Goes back to 2002. Quote, we anticipate that we will resolve all adjustments proposed by the Internal Revenue Service for the 2002 through 2004 tax years within the next 12 months. That's in the annual report. Warren Buffett cites outstanding tax issues, the question here from the IRS, apparently all the way through 2009. So the obvious question here is, if Buffett really thinks he and his rich friends ought to pay higher taxes, why doesn't his firm just fork over what it already owes under the current rates? The answer is likely to be he cares more about shilling for the president, who's made Socking Millionaires and Billionaires his re-election theme song. Buffett is free to back Obama, anybody else he wants to. If his firm wants to keep its tax bill low, that's okay as well. But it would be nice if the pro-tax hike Buffett were a bit more honest about it, don't you think? 800-510-8255. For example, with his claim that, as he wrote in the Times, he paid only 17% of his income last year to the government, even as a lot of working stiffs who make less coughed up higher percentages. The fact is, unlike most other people, Buffett gets most of his income from dividends and capital gains, which are nominally taxed at 15%. Left unsaid, is that much of what is taxed at 35% before he gets his hands on it, that is the capital gains, so he's paying his taxes twice, which is what a lot of people object to in the first place, with good reason. Counting both taxes, his effective rate would really be north of 40% for a big chunk of his income. And there's more than that even. Obama and his friends like Buffett claim to want to slap only the billionaires and millionaires, but it doesn't take much to be a millionaire these days. In 2009 to 2010, fewer than a quarter million taxpayers reported income of over $1 million, and the combined bill was $200 billion. That was their tax bill. Raise the top tax rate by 13%, as Obama wants to, from 35 to 39.6%, you bring in only another $26 billion tops. And that's if your tax hike doesn't stifle the economy and kill jobs, which most people think it would. And what's $26 billion in a world of $4 trillion? $4 trillion. No wonder the tax hike on millionaires and billionaires starts with those who make as little as $200,000. Looks like Buffett's not the only one who's disingenuous, or disingenuine, whichever you prefer. 800-510-8255. Becky is in Alexandria, Louisiana. So what's up with you, Becky?
Well, you stole some of my thunder, Doug.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. I'm on board with that. I'm kind of suspicious as to why someone with a case hanging over their head with the IRS is suddenly on board with this big tax hike.
Uh-huh.
And I agree. It won't bring that much money in when we can throw away billions on phony companies. And
yeah. Well, that's the thing, the essence of what you do. It's all, and this is the sad thing, and this is why even if I was a supporter when I thought it through, and this is a lot of what former supporters have said, especially people who are wealthy, they feel like this is breaking down the country even more, causing us to be split even deeper than we were before, all just to get Obama reelected. It's pretty cynical on his part to try to play this card. It's been played before by a lot of other cynical politicians on both sides. It just speaks to what the character is of the man and his intentions. That's my opinion on it. Becky, thank you. Jerry in Gainesville, Florida, you're on board. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out it one step leads to the other, but things could even out very nicely if we got rid of this 10,000-page tax code.
And sir, it's 60. It's 66,000 pages.
Oh my gosh! Okay.
66 or 64, so one of those, but it's not. It would people say, "Oh, it'd be great if it was 10,000." It's like 64,000 pages of gobbledygook. And you're sounding like somebody who supports the sales tax or fair tax. What is it? Kane says the 999 tax. The fellow Herman,
there's all kinds of ideas. But if we took the tax away from the control of the politicians, because that's why it's 66,000 pages, all these little favors
right.
to get money for the campaigns.
Well, it's all what it is a way to control you. That's how the tax system is aimed at one thing and one thing only. That's to control you and what you do with your money.
There you go.
Yep. And this is where we ought to have the national debate. There ought to be two reasons for people making lots of noise in the streets and elsewhere. One of them is the tax system, which is completely unfair. And the other one is the fact that we have so many people without work. And why do we have them? These two things go together. It's kind of one of those duh moments. You know, Jerry, why doesn't everybody see this? It's just a shame that it's being used as a wedge. I may have one opinion, you may have another opinion, but to use it as a wedge to separate people and create the kind of class warfare that these guys both rail against. You listen to Rush Limbaugh or you listen to other people who are pretty definitive with their points of view on both sides, and you get down to wondering, okay, what's this guy really about? Who does he want to be president of? Or anybody who takes that tact? Who is it? Just it's all about you then, isn't it? Okay, so speaking of that, you want to know what your taxes last year paid for? Here are examples. These are not all of them, but they are some of them. Raises at the end of last year that were given to 20 people who have jobs that were created by this administration, by this White House. Okay? Matthew Vogel, who's a special assistant to the president for economic policy, was making $71,000 when he was hired the year before last. Now, thanks to the increase in the salary, makes $130,000. That's an increase of 83%. Heather Zickel, who is the deputy assistant to the president for energy, was making $100,000 last year. This year she's making $140,000, so that's a 40% raise. Kevin Lewis is the director of African American Media. In the name of God, we need one of those for. Why is there, what, there's a director of white media and a director of black media. $42,000 he was hired at, got a raise last year to $78,000, up 86%. Elizabeth Olson, special assistant to the president, director of presidential correspondence. In other words, you send in a letter to the White House and Elizabeth Olson, she sends you a letter back again. She got hired at $76,000, is now making $110,000, 44% raise. Jessica Wright, the deputy assistant to the president, director of scheduling. She was hired in at $96,000, got a raise last year, $130,000. It's 34% raise there. Let's see, a couple of other good examples. Lauren Page, special assistant to the president, director of message planning, whatever the heck that is. Hired in at $62,000 now, got a raise last year to $95,000, 53% raise. Elizabeth Nelson is the deputy director of scheduling. She came in at $45,000, went to $75,000, 63% raise. Carlos Mangi, assistant to the president and chief of staff of the Domestic Policy Council, was hired at $91,000, got a raise to $120,000. That's a 31% raise. Let's see here. David Cusack, deputy assistant to the president, director of advance operations, got hired at $102,000 when Obama came in. Last year, got a 27% increase to $130,000. Kimberly Harris, deputy assistant to the president and counsel to the president, $130,000 was where she started. Now makes $158,500, 21% raise. Let's see here. Another interesting example. Federico Garlafe as the director of the staff, $50,000 was his higher rate. He's now getting 75, a 50% raise. Dennis McDonough, assistant to the president for national security, $147,000 he was hired at, got $172,000, 17% raise last year. Joanna Masca, deputy director of advance press information, whatever that is, hired at 56, now makes 80, 43% raise last year. Kowisi Kobama, chief of staff at the Legislative Affairs Office, hired at 42, got a raise to 65. That's a 55% increase. Simone Stevens, deputy commission of communication, 51 to 75,000, 40% raise. Amanda Anderson. All right, so you got the idea, right? All these people were not. The top pay raise, 86%, was to the director of African American Media. What is that? Are these people doing a great job? Are you doing a great job? You get kind of those kind of raises? Talk about warfare, class warfare. Woof. All right, let's finish this discussion off with a conversation from talk host Matt Patrick, who here with Leslie Page from Citizens Against Government Waste talk about part of the president's tax plan, which would mean big changes for the post office.
Let me play something for you here, Leslie.
The Postal Service gets no money from taxpayers. It's all from postage. The Postal Service is the linchpin in an industry that's worth over $1 trillion, employs 8 million private sector workers.
Now, would you disagree with that, Leslie? You don't think we need the post office, do you?
Well, I don't think we need a quasi-governmental agency that's a postal service. I think we certainly need a postal service until we go fully electronic in this country. Maybe we never will go fully electronic. There will always be people that want magazines and they want cards and stuff like packages and stuff that you can't send that way. But we don't need to have a quasi-governmental agency. You know, let's be clear. The Postal Service is not a private company.
Well, what do we do with all
saying that as if it's true, but it isn't true.
What do we do with all the postal workers and the you know the folks in the private sector, trucking companies that move the mail? I mean, I think a lot of people would be affected by that, wouldn't they?
Well, that's first of all, no one is expecting that you're going to have some massive layoff. You know, if we address postal reform, we are going to have to allow the Postal Service to right-size its business, you know, its business force, its workforce to meet its actual demands. That's called private business. That's called, you know, demand and supply.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that right now. They've got tens of thousands of employees sometimes sitting idle for days. I don't know if you saw the articles that came out this earlier this month about this standby time.
Yes.
Literally standby time. Literally, Postal Service employees going to sit in rooms and told you can't read, you can't watch TV, you have to sit here for 8 hours, and we're going to pay you anyway.
You know,
it's outrageous. And, you know, the Postal Service needs flexibility to take care of some of this stuff, but no one is addressing the fact that this business model is broken, and we need to start looking at a private sector model.
And maybe, with the fact that we've got this deficit crisis going on in this country, we'll finally get around to doing that.
All right, so there it is. Another overview of where your tax dollars are going. Pretty interesting, isn't it, when you think about all the places those dollars go. It's 13 before the hour on the countdown.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
How to turn everyday family moments into a sweet celebration. I'm Risa Jill Miller. From birthdays and holidays to family game night, the makers of Pillsbury baking products encourage families to mark daily special moments with a celebration, a family photo, and delicious home-baked desserts. Mary Beth Bottacher, Vice President of Corporate Communications, the J.M. Smucker Company, explains.
Memorable moments happen every day, and we are thrilled to encourage families nationwide to capture and share their family celebrations with us through the Pillsbury People Celebrate More Photo Contest.
The Pillsbury People Celebrate More Photo Contest runs from September 21st through November 30th. One grand prize winner will receive a $10,000 family vacation to Celebration, Florida. For complete details and official contest rules, visit PillsburyBaking.com. You can also find details about the newest Pillsbury creations. Contest open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 years and older, void where prohibited.
800-510-8255, email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Up next on the countdown, Palestinians want statehood and recognition by the U.N. We'll see what the background stuff says to us about that.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255, the Palestinian bid for statehood. A lot of hoopla about that in New York and the United Nations as they open their sessions. So what's the story behind the story? Here's radio host Charlie Parker with his colleague Charity McCurdy talking about Palestinian the request from the Palestinians and the sort of showdown in New York at the UN.
We know on Friday Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is going to try to get the process started to submit a statehood request. He can continue to do that for the next 10 or 15 years. That's not going to happen. What do we expect the President of the United States to say?
The United States has issued a warning. They're saying, look, if you take this to the Security Council, we're going to veto it.
I'm guessing that this meeting with Abbas and Netanyahu are not at the same time.
No, they're not. And look, ultimately, the president has a lot at stake here. And it's just a tough, tough deal. But based on what happened here with that special election we had a couple of weeks ago, where Jewish voters basically voted Republican to send a message to President Obama that they're not happy with our country's positions on policies with Israel right now.
And Todd, you know, the fact that Abbas is continuing to make this push for statehood despite, you know, the threat of that we'll yank this financial aid would indicate that maybe he doesn't really need the money in the first place.
There's something to that, Charity, and I've been surprised by the hardball that that Abbas is playing. But look, they really don't have anything to lose. Saudi Arabia, they're funneling money to them. They're trying to provide aid to them. So I think perhaps the Palestinians are emboldened by that, and they feel as though they can, that they've got a leg to stand on here.
So this whole business, if you're not familiar with the story, the president. Has told the United Nations there is no shortcut to Middle Eastern peace. Palestinians say they will press on with their request. Frantic efforts to avert a disaster diplomatically. The French president has urged the UN to grant the Palestinians the status of observer state, like the Vatican has. There's a good comparison. The Palestinians and the Vatican. Here is Takos Bruce Wolf, with his colleague Dan Proffitt talking to Congressman Joe Walsh about the resolution Walsh has drafted to encourage Israel to annex the West Bank if Palestine doesn't withdraw from their bid for statehood.
You have introduced a resolution warning Palestinian leaders that Israel would be within its rights to annex the West Bank if they do not drop their bid for statehood at the UN this week.
Hey, guys. Yeah, and we've got almost, I think, 35 co-sponsors in the House. Look, it basically tells the Palestinians there's going to be a huge price to pay if you continue down this road toward trying to get statehood out of the United Nations. This has been an issue I've been passionate about. I just do not believe this president is pro-Israel. I don't believe at the end of the day he's going to stand with Israel. So I think Congress needs to really fill that vacuum and let the world know that we do.
It's interesting. Yeah, a lot of people don't understand it because they just say, it's the one side, it's the Jews against the Arabs for, you know, time immemorial. It's hard to pick it apart. And then you see Rick Perry giving a speech, and he's got all these Jewish leaders behind him, and Obama's approval among Jews is down to like 55%. They still will wind up voting for him in a majority, I guess. But so it's hard for people to understand, well, what's wrong with the Palestinians getting their own state?
Well, the problem, Bruce, is, and again, I don't know, it'll be interesting to watch the Jewish voters next year. I think that New York, the special election in New York a week or so ago, was an indicator. Look, in my district, in the 8th district out in the northwest suburbs, huge support for Israel, huge support, as Dan knows, among Christian evangelicals. I got in trouble a few months ago because I said that I didn't think this president was pro-Israel. And to me, too many American Jews aren't as pro-Israel as they need to be. Look, I don't know how you can have any lasting peace with one side of the equation that wants to basically throw me into the Mediterranean, that does not acknowledge my right to even exist. It's impossible.
They need the find some things, like I said there, pretty incredible. But it all boils down to the same thing, our unwavering political support, how that has to be for anybody who wants to be elected president. New negotiations, talks look bleak, the two sides are far apart, and Obama is once again in the middle. All right, that's the Talk Radio Countdown Show this hour, produced by Ken Kessler, actually produced by Michael Fortier, written by Ken Kessler. I'm Doug Steffen, hoping to hear from you next time we're on the air in another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.